We've watched over the last 18 months what a pandemic can do to an economy. Industrial production is out of whack, small business revenue is down, evictions are up, and people aren't spending as much. President Biden says his latest efforts to rein in COVID-19 with a vaccination mandate or testing requirement for companies with more than 100 employees is not only a health imperative, it's vital to help jumpstart our faltering economic recovery. Let's check in with Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, for more. Welcome.
Thanks, Tanya. Good to be back with you.
Yeah, Ali, let's look at where the economy stands right now. There are some very positive signs a few months back, but that has somewhat shifted. What is the recovery compared to where economists and officials had hoped we would be right now?
So the interesting part is we're actually better off than most people thought we would be a year or a year and a half ago, right? We thought it would be 2022 before we saw sort of a full recovery. We've already seen wages going up, which is typical of a tight employment market. Businesses are finding it hard to find employees. We've also seen, unemployment go down to 5%. Now, it was in the threes before the pandemic, but we really thought we'd be well into 2022. The problem is the trajectory. The slope has changed. Things were opening fast. People were spending money. Things were getting back to normal. And the Delta variant has completely changed that around. It's threatened two things. One is people and their spending and being out there. The other thing is it's made it very unclear what parents should do about their kids, because there's this back to school thing where a lot of schools want to reopen, but some schools don't have mask mandates. Some states won't allow them to do so. Parents are concerned and kids under 12 can't get vaccinated. So all of this is affecting consumer psyche right now. The economy is, generally speaking, was moving in the right direction and could be again, but the Delta variant is slowing it down. It's been a substantial hiccup.
How much does this slowdown in recovery differ between places with high and low vaccination rates?
Well, it's interesting because places with low vaccination rates are seeing much more COVID and as a result are feeling harder hit. But they're also the places where there are no lockdowns and there are, generally speaking, no restrictions. So, where you see people pulling back is in dining and entertainment and things like that. But in some of those places, they're not pulling back because they've never pulled back or they're not imposing restrictions. So it's kind of unusual. The map of where COVID is exploding right now is not necessarily the map of where things are slowing down, because it is the states that had lockdowns and mandates early that are in some cases doing it again, places like New York and California. And yet the explosions in COVID are in a lot of other states, in most cases in the South.
There are still large barriers preventing people, though, from coming back to the workforce, childcare, stagnant wages. How much of this slowdown do you attribute to the Delta variant?
I think the issue of childcare and school is a very, very big one, because there are people who are thinking about going back to work after the year that they've had, and they're unsure about what the school situation is going to be because there's so much debate about it. So you may know what your school district is doing, but there's so much debate at the state level and the national level about how to deal with kids and masks and things like that, that I think some parents are holding off as much as they can before returning to work. Now, remember, there are a lot of Americans who've been working from home, and they're still in the game. This is about people who have been unemployed chose to leave their jobs. They're more hesitant than you would expect to get back into the job market right now. We are seeing wages increase as a result, which is interesting because there's been such a long battle about increasing the minimum wage at the federal level. Well, the minimum wage at the federal level is still $7.25, but no employer can find someone to work for that kind of money these days.
Mm-hmm. I want to go back to something you said about places where we see high unvaccination rates and spending in those areas. There's a drop in spending, though, in areas with high vaccination. How do you think Biden's plan addresses the issues consumers have in those areas? Is it hesitancy to go out and spend or tightening of the belt, you know?
So you'll see the hesitancy tends to be in dining and entertainment in heavily vaccinated parts of the country. A lot of virus-wary Americans, including those who have been vaccinated, who are worried about getting coronavirus that is spread by a large unvaccinated population, even in places like New York, they've pulled back on some of their economic activity, even though infection rates among vaccinated people in highly vaccinated states is very low. Your likelihood of getting vaccinated, getting ill and suffering a substantial illness if you've been vaccinated is low. But places like New York, for instance, or Massachusetts, people are pulling back a little bit. In less vaccinated states, like Texas, for instance, that have experienced a large wave of Delta infections, the rising hospitalization and death rates are not really driving economic activity as much as they did in previous waves. So it's definitely an instance of what's actually happening is not the thing that's driving behavior. It's what people think is happening. So if you live in a place where you just don't believe that this COVID thing is a threat, you're maintaining your economic activity.
So much to talk about, Ali Velshi. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, as always. Thank you.
My pleasure.